This is HPR episode 1955 entitled, Install OpenStreetMap on a Garmin 60CX. It is hosted by David Whitman and is about 21 minutes long. The summary is, David Whitman installs an OpenStreetMap of Hawaii on a Garmin 60CX. Yippee for free.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is David Whitman from Oregon, and today I'm going to take a Garmin Map GPS, a 60CX, and I'm going to put OpenStreetMap on that because I need a map for another location. Now, the Garmin came with a map of its own, and you can buy an upgraded map or an updated map from them for around $125. But I figured out by using the internet how to put a map on from OpenStreetMap, which is a better map, actually. It has more detail to it, and you're able to add your own points to it, and you can contribute then to the OpenStreetMap project, which is what I like about this. So, I have the Garmin 60CX in front of me. I take the back off of it and remove the batteries from it. It's very easy. I'm doing this live. In the bottom, underneath the batteries, is a micro SD card. You move the little slider, give it a tap, the SD card comes out, falls onto the table. Now, I'm using my NY-Bill Lenovo ThinkPad X61 computer for this. And thank you, Bill, for suggesting this, and I recently got I think it's a T240 or something that's a little bigger laptop with a DVD writer in it. And even though that's old technology, I want it because I share photographs I take with other people. So I can just burn them a quick DVD of the few photos they want since I got a Canon camera, a DSLR camera. Anyhow, in the side of my ThinkPad is a micro SD card adapter. So I'll give that a push. And that pops out for me, and I will insert the micro SD card, and I've got a little dot map marked on mine, and so I don't want to destroy the map that's on it, but I'm going to put another map on it and make that one the one I use, my GPS uses. Put the SD card adapter into the laptop, and I'm going to be jumping around here a little bit. Let's just close a few things here on the computer. The computer works really good for, I run Linux Mint on it. I'm simply a desktop computer user when it comes right down to it. Not a real geek by any means. And oh, there's my phone is hooked to it. And that's another thing. I just got a new telephone. It's actually got a lot bigger screen on it, a Moto X Pure. Works really great for, and I'm taking it on my trip. So, okay, I'm down now to where I'm going to look at the SD card and mount that telephone there, get rid of it so it's not in my way. And I'm going to look at the, try to get that SD card brought up here and mounted so that it's not coming up very well. Interesting. Probably be editing this part out of the show. Sometimes a card reader doesn't work as well as another device does. a USB one for some reason. So I'm going to give a pause right here and go find that an SD card reader. In fact, I'll be taking that with me on my trip now that I think about it. So one moment, please. I have these little adapters that go into a USB slot. They're very thin. You just put the micro SD card in there. The disadvantage of them is they only have one side on them. So you've got to make sure that you get the orientation correct when you put it in the slot where the USB thumb drive goes, so that the SD card then is the points or the contacts are up. So I've got that brought up, and at the top of the, when that comes up at the top, there is a folder called Garmin, and I have several GPX files on here too. I think I'll just grab those while I'm here. I shift select those, cut those off there. I'll paste those onto my computer on the desktop, so I use that as a stopping place so I can manage them. And I'll jump back to the SD card. And they have the root folder, the Garmin root folder. Now, I was confused when I first heard of the root folder. You know, this terminology, if you don't know what people are talking about, it's very difficult to know what to do. And I finally figured it out. The root is at the top, not at the bottom. So it's the top folder. I open it up. It has some GPX in there, some user data, a folder called GPS, a user data folder. And then there are, I have three files that are .img, or two .img files, and one of them is gmapsupp.img. That is the image that the Garmin will use for the map. And then there's another one called test, and it is one that it will be used. I can rename that one, and that's the original Garmin map. And then for some reason there's a tester.gdb file in there, 62 bytes of unknown. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take and change the name on my file that is gmapsupp.img. And you just got to rename that to something else besides that, because that's the one that Garmin uses. So I'll just name that -1, and that I know is an OSM file in Oregon. I'll just name that so I know what it is, so I can rename it later on. And so I got that renamed. Okay, so now if I were to insert my file back into the, or my micro SD card back into the Garmin device, it would not pick up a map because the map it's using is gone. There might be a base map already in there, but I'm not really sure of that. So the next thing that I want to do is I want to go to the site, http://garmin.openstreetmap.nl/, and I've got that in the show notes here. To make a copy of that, I have it there. Open up Firefox, and I love using Firefox because of its open nature. Why use another browser that's closed when you can use an open one? And simply put that into the menu bar there to open up. And what I come to is something called Free Maps for Garmin Brand GPS Devices for OpenStreetMap. And it says choose your map type. And I'm going to make that a little bit smaller by pushing the Control minus key. You got a generic routable map, generic routable new style, routable bicycle, generic nautical, transparent overlay with elevation contours. So I'm going to want a generic routable map. I don't think I'll choose a new style, so it include a TYP file optional. I'm not going to do that. Choose a predefined country. I'm not going to do that. And I go down to another section, just keep going down. Shows a map of the world, and it says request your map, download it directly. So that's what I want to do. And so I'm going to find the tiles I want. And in my case, since by this time tomorrow I will be in the Hawaiian Islands, I'm going to find a map of the Hawaiian Islands. And they're really difficult to see, but on this map, but there is two big tiles there. I'm going to zoom in by using the plus key. Just jump over to the site and take a look at it. It's really great. For some reason, the map, the tiles that I need, there's two of them. One of them has part of the Baja Peninsula, Mexico, and it stretches clear over the Hawaiian Islands, and I want to get the two tiles that have the Hawaiian Islands on them for my map. So, let's see. It's been a while since I've done this. Okay. Make a selection first, it says. Okay, so I'm going to go back up here and choose a predefined country. Okay, North America, Hawaii. And it has selected the two squares with the two map tiles that I need. I'm looking down there. I think there's Fiji is there also. I think I'm going to select that one also. Yeah, it doesn't come up very easy. I think I'd have to go back up to my selection box there. So when I'm in a predefined country, I've just clicked on the 1, 2, 3, the fourth box over on the right, pick my state, Hawaii, out. And, and if I go down to the next square, I can use enable map tile selection and there, and then I can get that Fiji in there, I think, too. Yes, so I think it's Fiji down there. It's a little south, quite a bit south into the east of the Hawaiian Islands. So now I've got my tiles selected, and I'm going to have to So it says request your map or download it directly. So I'm just going to put my email address in. And that's the one you can find to contact me on the Hacker Public Radio website. And I'm going to push build my map. And it said free maps from Garmin-based GPS devices. Combined map request accepted. You receive two emails. One email containing a link to the web page where you can track the status of your request, which will be sent immediately. One email containing the download location for the Windows Basecamp Map Source Installer, Map OS X Basecamp Road Trip Installer, and Linux Package, and GMAP SUPB.img, where the server and the server process your request. There are currently one request in the queue. The email containing the tracking URL is successfully sent. And then go back. So I'm just going to jump back. And then since I've got Firefox going, you do have to have the internet to make this work, it looks like. And I look in my Gmail account, which I've already got set up in Firefox. And voila. And then, so I've got my your Garmin map request tracking ID. You successfully requested a Garmin map on Garmin Open Streetmap.nl, which is the Netherlands. Thank you, Ken. You'll find a link to the web page shows the current status of your request. Your map will be available for 60 hours. Please make sure to check your mail often so you won't miss the download window. So I'm going to click on the check the status. The request cannot be found in the queue. It's already, most likely the map is already generated, and you'll receive another email containing a URL where the map can be downloaded. Well, you should receive that email shortly. I'm going to close that window again. Go back to my Gmail inbox. Sure enough, another email is there already because my map is fairly small. And your request for a Garmin map on garmin.openstreetmap.nl is ready. The server has generated four different configurations for your maps. Windows EXE, blah, blah, map OS X dot zip, blah, blah, I'm not interested, in Gmaps UPP dot zip. Combine image for direct or manual placement on the GPS device, GMAPS image, or in a tile zip. Okay, please browse to the website listed below. Download the map configurations you're interested in. Your request will be available on a server for 60 hours before it's deleted. And I have an address there. It's a simple matter of taking the mouse, clicking on that. That is opening up, and I've got a list of files there, index of map index of Garmin generic, and it gives a bunch of numbers there. There's some sort of a key. The only one I'm interested in is the OSM generic GMAP UPP.zip compressed file that contains a single image that can be placed directly onto the SD card of the GPS. So I'm going to save that link as, left click, and put that on my desktop, or I'm going to work with that. So 2 seconds, 1 second, my download is going, boom, it's done. Now, jump over to my desktop. There's a zip file. Right click on it. Using Linux Mint's wonderful. It's just, I just extract here, extract in the archive, and where did it go? It has unzipped it. The GMAP SUPP.img is down below. File. I copy that. Jump over to my 2 GB SD card and open my Garmin root file or folder, the top one again. And I'm going to I'm just going to click on the folder and I'm going to put paste into folder. Now I have the map GMAP SUPP.img is on there. 17.3 megabytes raw disk image gives the date of it. So that is all it takes to get it onto the micro SD card. So I'm going to eject my SD card so it unmounts it from the computer by just going to the over to the places menu, pushing eject. Now, like I said, using the card reader in this computer didn't work very good, but I have that little USB thumb drive adapter, so that's undone. Now I take my micro SD card out and it will drop right into my Garmin device, and close a little window, slide the locking bar back. 2 batteries are available here. Check real carefully for the plus and minus. And batteries go in, the back goes on. This is a nice GPS unit. I also have, and I will drop on it too, I also have an Etrex Vista HCX that I have. It isn't so good as that. So now I'm going to turn on my Garmin device by pushing the button to start it up. Mine says use OpenStreetMap on it as the beginning message. And I want the light to be on so I can see it. And I'm going to then push the page button and looking for... in order for this to work now with where I'm at, let me take the recorder with me. I'm going to go outside where we can pick up the GPS. Now you can hear the gunfire over next door. It's about 600-800 feet away. Target practicing today. And I'm going to press the out button, and I keep pressing it until... Now, I'm seeing something, and there is the island of Hawaii. And the big island's where I'm going. So I've set my cursor over that, and I'm jumping down to it. And as I'm zooming in, I can see the highways on the island. Come out just a little bit. Saddle Road Highway, Hawaii 200 is showing here. But this map will be routable when I get to Hawaii, then, to be able to use when I'm driving a car around looking for some hula girls. And so that's all there is to it, to get a map onto your Garmin GPS, OpenStreetMap onto your Garmin GPS. If I save my points in that, I can upload them also to OpenStreetMap and contribute back if I have anything new to add. So that's about it today. I'm back inside again. And let me check my show notes that I have listed here. So I have why I like OpenStreetMap for Ukes on my Garmin 60CX and Garmin eTrex Vista. OSM maps have more data for my area than the Garmin supplied maps. Riding around, when I do my mountain bike riding around my area, all the logging roads are on there, and of course I put my own trails on. Worldwide maps are available. You can see where Peter 64, Ken Fallon, or even 5150 lives. It's cheaper than buying a commercial map. Trails points and other improvements I put on OpenStreetMap can be on my map, and I like the OpenStreetMap concept and community. These older GPSs can be purchased for bargain prices. Apparently, the suction cup Garmin windshield devices can also be used for OpenStreetMap, where you buy it. It's a GPS receiver, and you can plug them into your unit. So there it is for you. It's easy to put OpenStreetMap for really no cost to yourself onto your Garmin device, a 60CX and a 60. The eTrex Vista. Now, there are ways to build maps in OpenStreetMap different than I did here, but this is the dirt simple, easy way to do it. It doesn't take much knowledge or much geek to do it at all. And so, signing off today for Hacker Public Radio, it's David Whitman from Yankton, Oregon. Thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.